Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day, just another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it, and I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said, and I trust in the Word of God. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here and here, always with you. Amen. You tell a friend and call a friend. Let them know Doctrine of Truth is on the air. I have a desire always to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. Amen. If you begin to talk and to explain yourself and give us how you yourself, amen, have gone through things and how you accomplish things, amen. Break it down simple, amen, that we all can understand, we all can be here, amen. Proverbs said that iron is sharper than iron. Father, we thank you right now, O God. We ask you to stretch your hand of the limits, O God, upon each and every one today, to afternoon, where they begin to listen to the broadcast, amen. And God, we ask you to bind Satan's hand, bind every work that he's trying to do to hinder your people. In the name of Jesus, oh God, send your comforter, send your angels of deliverance, send your healing virtue, oh God, that we will begin to agree. You say where two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Oh God, we agree here on earth, God, that it might be loosened in heaven. And Lord, as you begin to filter out our cries and our prayers and our desires to you, Lord, we know you love us and care for us. Amen. Before we was even born, you sent your son, Jesus, and we thank God for your son. And Lord, we ask you to bless it now. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen, amen. We thanking God today, as always, another day that the Lord has made. Amen. I pray that you had utilized your day as much as possible, because tomorrow is not promised to us. Amen. So we take one day at a time. Live one day at a time. Yes, we plan for the future. Yes, we look forward to it. Amen. But we lean and depend on God. He is our shepherd. Amen. He looks after us. Amen. That's what he desires of, that we lean and depend on him and follow after him, because he knows. Holy Spirit, amen, knows what this world, amen, is headed for. He know your future. He know before you was born what he have in purpose for you. And we know there's some hindrance and there's some pitfalls, amen. There's some shadows, David said, the shadows of death, amen, that always pin around us to hinder us, to misguide us, to misdirect us, amen, as his children, because we are a threat. God's people are the threat to the world itself, the world of darkness. We are a threat, amen. And we are here to talk about some of the things, some of the pitfalls, amen, that we get into, and we find ourselves in situations. And because of the fact, the enemy knows, amen, that if you do certain things, like confession, talking about confession tonight, amen, confession goes a long way. Even in the world, the natural world, your thoughts and what you say it out of your mouth, yes, you believe, yes, you did this, yes, I will accept Amen. When you say that out of your mouth, the world will respond. The world does respond. Amen. Because they believe in confession, the words you say is true. It's true. Amen. We're looking now, we're going to start with the book of Matthews, and all the time we always express that you should research the Bible that you have and try to get the closest translation as possible, amen, to your understanding, and begin to upgrade from there, amen, because the Holy Spirit will help to reveal hidden secrets in the Word of God. As we read the Logos, the general knowledge of God, amen, the Bibles, and then after a while you will get a revelation of what you read. We have the National International Bible, we have Amplified Bible, the New American Standard, the Good News Bible, we have the King James Bible, amen, and what do you desire to start off with, get you a Bible dictionary as well as a concordance. Amen. They have some Bibles without concordance. They have Bibles, amen, with footnotes in the Bible. Amen. They have study Bibles. But most of all, amen, you learn to read your Bible. You always visit your Bible daily. Amen. Pray daily. Pray daily. Boy, that's one thing we can do. It's not mandated how often you should pray. Amen. But you pray to express yourself to God. Amen. Jesus gave us the model prayer. Jesus gave us the model prayer. And there's a lot in that model prayer. Amen. And it also helps us to know how we should pray and the things that we should ask for. Amen. According to God's word, according to God's translations. Amen. So all of you, all of us, and I have, sometimes I have three or four Bibles, especially for study. For study, amen, and for researching that I can get the revelation myself, amen, that I can carry over and try to explain along with much prayer, amen, because the Holy Spirit, he moved on men of God, and as they wrote, the scribes wrote, amen, down what the Holy Spirit had given men of God. Amen. One of the model prayers we're going to read it from, and then we're going to go to the book of James, the 5th chapter, the model prayer. Amen. You can see in Matthew's, the 6th chapter, we're going to start at the 9th verse. In this matter, therefore, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. Amen. I'm reading for the King James Bible, study Bible, and you can notice there's a little difference there. But you notice here, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, we're confessing to God, prayers of confession, amen, talking to God about our conditions, amen, debt. Ask God to forgive you the debt that you're in. Amen. Asking God to forgive you of the temptation. Don't lead you into temptation. Amen. So this is a model prayer that you asking God and talking to God. Amen. In heaven, he said, our Father in heaven, God in heaven, is a holy God that is in heaven. Now, in the book of James, we open up talking about tonight. Today, wherever you might be, as always, those of you that are just joining the broadcast for the first time, amen, how we operate here, amen. Those of you who have computers, you want to share with others later on, You can go to our website as well, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You, on our website, you click on media, and you'll find us also on Facebook, amen, and you streaming. And if you like to donate to this broadcast, you can, amen. Also, amen, you'll find on the radio in your area, amen, it might be the radio in your area, and then you can go to the computer. But now, at the same time, amen, you will go back to the broadcast on Doctrine of Truth on Blog Talk Radio and click in Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you can hear many more over the last 2 or 3 years broadcast programs that you can utilize during the day, any time of day. You can put your phone on or put your, like now, those who just listening for the first time, amen, you can put your phone on speaker, or at the same time, if you desire to be a part of the broadcast, you can push 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. We ask you to observe your time and effort as well as we share with our other brethren that are listening in. We thank God for the studio is filled up tonight. Amen. As well, the broadcast tonight. Amen. But you can hear many more broadcasts during the day. There are many more subjects out there that be able to help in you. We're looking to help and strengthen one another. We're not here to fight any doctrine or anyone. Amen. But this is a broadcast where, amen, you can desire to speak your peace concerning things that maybe you were not able to talk to anyone. Amen. So we're all the brethren, we listen in. Amen. Ministers, pastors, bishops, amen, laymen. And they may have a chance to quote something or say something, a poem, a vision, a dream that would help you in your walk with Christ. And those of you that just accepted Christ for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. And God bless you, amen, for finding this broadcast. You can also share it with others, amen, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to share. He wants us to give. And that's a part of spiritual growth with Christ. You wonder, how can you grow? Amen. You got to love everyone. You can't judge anyone. Amen. Love them because somebody loved you so much to give you the truth. And they overlook your faults. They overlook your faults. Amen. In the book of James, the 5th chapter, and we're going to take it up, meeting the special needs of those of us that, you know, whatever we're going through. And sometimes you might not think it's important. Amen. Some little issues you might not think is important. Amen. That you pray or share. And James said, 5th chapter of James, the 13th verse, if any among you suffer, any among you suffering, let him pray. If any among you cheerful, let him sing psalms. If any among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your transgressions to another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We'll stop there. Amen. A righteous man. Oh, well, we're going down to 17th verse. Elijah was a man with a natural nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruits. Amen. This is so important that we live right and walk up right with God. That you have to value that above all else. Value your commitment to God and keeping His commandments, amen, and following His rules and regulations here on earth. Because the Bible says, amen, but the righteous going to see God. Righteous are those that keeping God's commandments, keeping God's laws and rules. Amen. That's what you call righteousness. Amen. Regardless of how much you can sing and shout and play and minister and preach. Amen. Because the false prophets, they do that. Amen. And they put up such a camouflage. The enemy does that so that you can't really understand or see who putting that up because of the fact that they are out to steal your soul and trap you, that you can lose your salvation. Amen. So here we find, confess your transgression to one another. And this is the King James Study Bible reading. The other King James said, confess your faults one to another. Amen. Confess your transgression. Amen. I mean, whatever it is that you are doing against God's commandments, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not fault witness, thou shalt not lie. Those things there, amen, are transgressions. Amen. Confess your faults. Amen. It is against God and against your brother. Amen. Your sister. Jesus even said that, amen. Peter came to Jesus and told Jesus, how often should he forgive his brother? Seven times, Jesus said, no, seven times 70. So if you have a fault, you have something that you have done against your brother or your sister, you know you're involved in a transgression against God himself, and the Holy Spirit been working on you and talking to you about, amen, about stop it this, stop that. And you know about temptation this time of the year, during the holidays, we have so much about family and so much about the gambling, amen, and they're tempting you, amen, it's just a dollar, amen. Oh, you can just take a drink. You just this, and you can just do this, tell a little lie. I mean, all those things can build up or push you back where you used to be, trying to get out of those faults, and it might cause you to lose your health. Amen. Because the Bible says not only health, but also your mental capacity, your mental peace, things that you know was wrong. Amen. And you can't break out of it. You're trying to get out of it. Amen. And the Holy Spirit been dealing with you, and your conscience been dealing with you. So here's a formula. Here's a formula of it. Amen. To help you to get out of those situations. Why? Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We have to put this down. Amen. You have to understand that you do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Sometimes we feel that, well, it's my fault. It's my fault. Yes, you are, but you have, amen, you have a bully, amen, a spiritual bully, amen, that's always confronting you and guiding you and misguiding you and doing wrong. Amen. Paul said he found within himself. Amen. He found within himself. Amen. He has a war going on against the material that you learned before you got saved and against the material now that you're going through. Amen. Ephesians, the sixth chapter, expresses this concept. And it's biblical and it's a principle. Amen. It's true. If you understand the Bible and you love the Bible is true. Amen. Don't let the enemy tell you that, like he told Eve in the Garden of Eve, nobody in the garden but Adam and Eve but in animals. How can that happen? Amen. Eve herself, amen, and Adam called themselves to fall in a fault that got all of us, have a problem trying to get back to heaven, trying to get back with God. Nobody in the garden but Adam and Eve and the enemy out to destroy human beings find a way to misinterpret the word to get them to fall in a shortage and falsehood and got everybody in spiritual bondage. So don't say, well, I'm not doing this, I'm not going to church, I'm not gonna be involved with people, I'm gonna stay home, look at my television, I'm gonna stay home, listen to my radio, I'm gonna be involved in my computer, amen, and I'm not worried about it, amen. The devil's not gonna trick me. He already have tricked you. He already has tricked you because of the fact, amen, God wants us to come together. He wants us to assemble. He said, don't forsake to assemble yourself together. Have some have fallen because we need one another. There's power in assemblies. Amen. Jesus said, he told Adam it wasn't good for Adam. Adam was by himself. He knew everything, but God said, no, that's not good for Adam. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, says that finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord, and the 10th verse, and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Now, you know wrestling, what they do, amen, is you have an opponent there, amen, and one trying to pin the other one on the floor. Amen. The enemy trying to pin you down, narrow you down where you have to give in to his theology. Amen. His ideology, his ideas, and amen, his thoughts. Amen. And you believe everything that's flashing in your mind is godly. Amen. But we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Amen. So you're wrestling against darkness. Amen. Spiritual high. Amen. You have enemies in high places. Amen. And notice here, I'm going to read a portion of a book, Perry Stone wrote Exposing Satan Playbook, amen, by Perry Stone, amen, Exposing Satan Playbook. What he was saying here, amen, is good to be noted about turning the light on your problems, amen. He's saying that here, that when departing that night, a precious friend said to me, you did the right thing. Now the enemy has nothing to hide because you exposed him to the light. I have had many years since my freedom and depression to think about what it meant to expose it to the light. This spiritual principle is the first in the foundation of your freedom, personal freedom, exposing what is hidden to the light. Our adversary is connected to darkness. Spiritual ignorance is a form of darkness. Amen. And he goes on and says that, amen, that when you confess your faults, amen, and tell the world or somebody personal, someone you can trust, someone, amen, that you know is for you, amen, and you tell them, say, well, you know, I'm going through this problem here, and you expose the devil to what he's trying to do to the light. And he is, the devil loves darkness. Things, a lot of things go on. Amen. People come out at night that don't want to do right. Amen. You know, darkness, it helps them. Amen. But we are the people of light. We are the people of truth. Amen. We're not trying to deceive anyone or trick anyone. Amen. But we tell them the whole truth, not deception. Amen. When you tell the world or confess your faults one to another, amen, unforgiveness, whatever it might be, amen, that exposed the devil. Amen. It released depression. It released oppression. Amen. Because you're wrestling with something you don't really know how to deal with it. Amen. But it's a spiritual situation. It's a spiritual situation. Amen. So When we confess our faults one to another and pray for one another, amen, it relieves you. You can forgive yourself. Amen. And God can take that darkness, take that deception spirit out of you. It has to leave because now it doesn't have another. It doesn't have a place to be. Amen. It doesn't have anything to feed off of because you start thinking positive. You begin to, amen, believe in God. Have a hope now that's going to overcome. Amen. So when you have hope, that's why faith is something to think hope for. Amen. When you got hope in a situation that you thought nobody know, you didn't know it was going to pass, oh, it was nothing happening. Amen. When the lady heard about Jesus, amen, the man at the well, he was there 38 years, and Jesus came by and asked him and talked to him, and amen, and he told him, he told God, he confessed to God, the Lord, you know, I was trying to get into the well, but I didn't have nobody to help me. When he said that out, amen, and Jesus delivered him, amen. Confession is powerful. Confession is powerful. You know yourself when you tell your faults or say it out to someone and let everybody else know, you know, oh, you know, I'm going through that. And you find out, oh, you know what? I'm going through that too. I thought I was the only one. And this is what Peter said. Don't think you're the only one. Amen. Going through these trials and tribulations. Other people are going. But the devil wants you to hide. He don't want you to express nothing. He don't want you to care. Amen. Because what? He's dealing with you because of your lack of knowledge. Amen. Hosea said God's people are being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Amen. If you put more time in God, amen, general word, amen, keep praying and reading, then you'll find after a while the Holy Spirit put it together. Amen. I heard a testimony of a lady. Amen. She knows she was saved and sanctified. You know, go through, she knows she was highly favored, everything, but she was getting ready to commit suicide. She was so depressed, she was getting ready to commit suicide. And the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, get rid of that sugar in your house. She didn't realize her diet was fighting her. What she was eating was making her depressed. It was, amen, giving her highs and lows in her life. She didn't realize food, amen, was a trick of the enemy. Amen. That's one of the things we learn in the service. That don't eat foreign food. Don't be involved in food when you're in warfare. Amen. Physical warfare. Don't eat what the enemy put out there. Amen. We eat our own food. Amen. Paul told Timothy, pray over your food. Amen. So the things that you feel is sacred, amen, the enemy doesn't bother that. He's not coming after you. But you get so depressed because you don't know why you're trusting in certain things. And God, and you confess it to someone and say, well, you know, I'm feeling so bad because of this area. I've been doing this, I've been doing that. And said, come on and pray for me. And, you know, and that pressure, amen, will leave you and you get some hope that it will pass away. Amen. You become healed, body, soul, and spirit. God is concerned about your pain. He is concerned about your loneliness. He is concerned about your pitfalls. He will make a way for you, amen, when you don't have to hold things. And we open up our lines now as well as the studio, amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Those of you, amen, that's in the studio would like to make comments or have some type of song or vision or dream you'd like to share pertaining to this message, this study, or you want to do something related closely to, amen, you feel you can bring it forth. But we cannot give you a grade if you're in Bible college. Amen. A seminary school, we can't give you a grade, anything pertaining to a certificate. Amen. We're here in love, helping one another. We're just here. Amen. The Bible has, God has put us together. Amen. In this broadcast, in this study. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Either you can call 1-347-215-8816 or 1-855-236-2252. You press 1 on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in. Amen. If you can want to express yourself, amen, we thank God for you. Amen. If you have a scripture you want to share, you want to quote, amen, we'll thank God for you. All right, the studio is open. Amen. It's well of you. Amen. If you want something, it doesn't have to be really personal. We don't give out your name. We'll call your area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone. If you want to give your name, you possibly can. You want to. If not, because of these broadcasts are being used for Bible study and also, amen, is being recorded. Amen. So God bless you wherever you are, and thank God for you tuning in. Amen. You can always go back later on to our website and listen to this broadcast. Amen. All confessions are good. All confessions are good. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Continue to pray for one another. Amen. Continue to pray for those that you know that are going through spiritual hurt and confusion. Amen. And if they confess that, why are you confused? Why are you hurting? Amen. You will express that. Amen. Have someone to pray with you on that. You expose that darkness. You be exposing the darkness. Amen. You would expose, amen, those trials that the enemy bringing to you. And that's why God wants us to be together in a fellowship, together in some type of fellowship. Amen. That love the word of God. Amen. Have love one for another. Jesus said that we have love. Love, the most powerful. All right, we have area code 803. The last 4 digits is 1005. God bless you. Don't ask.
God bless you, preacher. How you doing?
God bless you, doctor. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank God. I listened to your talk there, and it seemed like these days it seems to me that as you spake there, there's a lot of revelation, a lot of things hidden that God is opening up. And I was thinking that you kept saying about fellowship, and that would grab me. We confess to keep from holding sin as a cloak. Amen. We confess that our sins won't hide us. Isn't that so? We in the fellowship, and he says there in 1 John, first chapter, he talks about fellowship and with Jesus, God and Jesus, and with us, and it's all a fellowship. So now, he says, now if you confess your sins, I'm just to forgive you. So that right there is what grabbed me. Now, I've been looking at that for a long time, but it just dawned on me. If we confess, and I like when you say all of them are good, because God see you. But when you confess, he said, I'm just. In other words, you are justified by your confession. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And God forgive, he cleanses you if you confess. You see?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you are admitting, Lord, I know that you know. You see? And so I'm confessing, and he says, I'm just to forgive you, and the blood of my son will cleanse you of all your sins. So it's incompetent on our confession, you see. I never known the Lord to bite at us in a sense of cause we sin. But he encourages us to confess. You see what I'm saying? We don't go from day to day from year to year, from moment to moment. This is why the Holy Spirit is given to check us. He's a counselor. You got to confront yourself. I was just talking to my sister-in-law, and we were talking on a similar subject, you know. And my brother, we talking about the spirit of this age is causing us to look at somebody else. And we ourselves is all stressed out. We got an answer to help everybody. And it's good to help. It's good to have an answer. But you need to know that you need to talk to God sometime yourself and come on up front with him. So I was just listening to you, Bishop. I said, that's wonderful. And I never thought of it. I know the scripture, know it well. But there's always revealing a fact about it. You see what I'm saying? And this is simply that the Holy Spirit is proving to us. And one of the proofs that he said, I'll never leave you, nor will forsake you. Because the whole thing is God's will is that we be saved. So that's what I listen to, Bishop. God bless you and have a happy holiday to you.
All right. God bless you, too. Stay warm. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We have to, as well as, amen, once we believe, Paul was saying in Romans 10 and 10, he said if we believe in our heart, amen, reading from this translation, for with the heart one believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that's, you know, I look at that a lot and say, that's true. You know, Holy Spirit, give us a revelation when it comes down to those that, well, I believe in Jesus. But he wants you to say it from your mouth. Amen. Bring it out in the air. Expose it. Expose it to the darkness. Expose it to the enemy. Amen. I believe in God. I believe in God. And I accept Jesus. Amen. And once you expose it out, amen, and bring it out of your mouth, and amen, it strengthens you. Amen. The darkness will try to hinder you. Say, oh, you don't have to pray. You don't have to talk. Amen. No, God knows you not. Say, yes. God knows you. God knows, but he wants you to step forward, be firm with it. Yes, I am. I am a child of God. Yes, I believe in God. Amen. All right, we thank God. We're moving right along because we want to have prayer. Amen. We always like to call for prayer. Amen. Confessing our fault one to another. Amen. And pray for one another. Good, when God puts someone on your mind, just pray for them. You don't know what they're going through. He might show you. He might show you. Amen. All right, we're here. You can press one on your phone. We're going into the latter part of the broadcast, and I always thank God for you all. I confess that I need you. I thank God for you. And every minister and pastor, amen, they love, amen, be able to talk to others. It make us feel good. It make us, amen, it strengthen us when we're able to talk to people. Amen. Amen. Not to the walls, to the highways by ourselves. No. We have to talk to people. Amen. It helps us. It strengthens us. Amen. It should help you when you go out witnessing and talking to others about Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit will give you deeper knowledge. Deeper knowledge in Christ. All right, you can push one on your phone. Amen. We got 66 books. Some we use 77, 72 books. But, amen, all these men and women of God, amen, God gave them, amen, a portion of the revelation of God. All right, push one on your phone. Amen. Whoever you might be, amen, our technician will put you in. Amen. Even talking on the broadcast will help strengthen you. Amen. It will help in you. Amen. We have some churches have testimonial service. They tell them what God has done. Amen. And it builds the foundation. Say, oh, God, I've done this. Amen. I always could have been locked out of my car. And some came to me, and my mind turned and said, don't shut the door. Amen. And, you know, we got cars today. I almost got a house. When you close the door, those locks, you locked out. You locked out. Amen. Little things like that, you might say, oh, that's simple. No. No, God knows. God knows. Lord knows. Amen. He tell you, don't go down that road. You know, turn to the right or left. And people need to hear that. They need to hear. Amen. God does, he can lead people. Amen. He does lead. That's why it's good to always keep your mind on him. Read a lot of scriptures. Get your mind, amen, in biblical truths. Amen. Amen. All right. The studio is open. Amen as well. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. There's a program on. Amen. That you can view to be helpful. That's always good to help others. Amen. That you're not being judgmental. Amen. Those that went through different programs, when they say that when you begin to confess and tell, I think AA programs talks about when you begin to tell the people that your faults, what your faults is, exposing it, that you need help with drugs, alcohol, you have addiction of gambling, amen. That's a step. That's one of the great steps. And the devil had to loose his hold. People don't realize when you start confessing and exposing the devil, amen, he don't like the light. He doesn't like, he want to be hid. That's why it is one of his steps with Adam and Eve. Amen. Took on the serpent. And Jesus said, be not deceived. Be not deceived. So he loved to deceive the saints and hide in biblical truth somewhere. He wouldn't like to hide. Amen. Expose. He wants to expose you to all the truth. All right, you can push one on your phone. Amen. As we begin to go closer to the end of the broadcast. With about another 15 minutes to go. Amen. As always, we thank God for you in the 954 areas and 561 areas. And amen. The 803 areas and sometimes the 850s. Amen. We thank God for your 305s. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. That we're hoping that this broadcast can help you. Amen. To help others. That's what we hear about. Confession. How often, amen, did you be in an area? Sometime we have to confess to find those of us, amen, all right? I think we have 803 area code.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead, Doc.
Bishop, I was thinking there as you talk, the closeness, the position that God has put us in. As the word teaches us, we are seated with him in heavenly places. And so it puts us in a position, you understand, that we don't need a go-between. You see, we got one. And so our privilege to open your mouth and tell you, you can share your deepest secret. You understand? That puts you in a privileged place. Now James talks about, you were saying there, now confess what that King James, your faults, one to the other. And so there again, he's telling us how precious a good friend is, your brother is, you see? Which as you just said, you're not so many ways you are given so you don't hide. You see, you don't need a cloak because we are in the presence of God. We in the fellowship. You don't need nothing hiding. You understand? Anything you do, you recognize that. Well, my Father see me. You see what I'm saying? So James is talking about confessing your fault, and he's just so again. If I confess, you see what I'm saying, to a dear friend of mine, to a brother, to a sister. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And in this, we have a comforter that leads us. You understand? That encourages us. Don't carry this. See, he never get angry with us. Don't carry this. Holy Spirit, full of compassion. You see, he's strongly full of compassion, and you don't hold anything. You see what I'm saying? And he encourages you, go ahead and confess. And most times you find out that he'll hook you up with somebody that have been and done the same thing you doing. And they so full of compassion, they say, you know what? It pleases God, you see. And he said, he'll just, so then if we do that one to the other, then things go better, you understand, for the whole church. You get what I'm saying? So the devil don't have no play here, you see. That's why Jesus was saying that Satan don't have no play with him. Because whether we know it or not, you remember the Lord said, Father, he said, I always do the thing you tell. You say, I do. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no hide. So he from the Father, in Father's goodness, and then he always walks in the presence of God. So that's what I'm learning. Don't be bashful to my God. He done paid a whole lot. He done gave a whole. Jesus have given his very life for me to stand up and tell the Lord the way it is. You know what I'm saying? And the scriptures that you was taking, I said, man, look at that. We can come boldly. Now, you wrong, you see, but come boldly. And that's what I was looking at there, Bishop. Thank you, sir.
All right. Very good. Amen. Jesus talking about when he did that model prayer, he said, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Amen. We have debts and things that we never thought. Amen. It hinders us. It hinders us. We know how finance goes. Amen. Finance is one of the things on the agenda. The enemy used the bond. They put bondage in God's people. Amen. You know, some false teaching going along and say, amen, you say it, you claim it, you got it in so many different ways. But also Jesus told about a man who went to war. Amen. He counted the cost. He counted the cost up. But when we get trapped in that debt's the situation, amen, we say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Help me out of this debt. Amen. That's one way. Amen. Not only that, but we can confess our faults one to another and pray for one another. Amen. The confession prayer, the prayer of the righteous. Amen. Avail it much. And the love cover a multitude of sins. And may we know who is born of God. Amen. When we begin to confess and pray, it'll cover up and help our brother out. Amen. Confession is good for the soul. It's good for the soul. Good to talk out, to air out things. You know, to air out things. Say, oh, I was just venting. I'm glad you are good psychologists and those that, amen, that you pay a man, a woman to sit down and you can talk to them because you know they shouldn't be putting your business in the street. Amen. Like you say, you should not be exposed in situations. But you hear both sides of the story. Both sides of the story. Amen. And one might not even know. Oh, I didn't know that was happening. Amen. And the devil always have things that he want to hide. He wants you to hide it. Amen. Men are good about that. We don't want to expose things. We know we need to tell the truth. Amen. And we need to get involved. Amen. Talking to God. Amen. Find a fellowship, a place where the leaders themselves, amen, have to teach the love of God. Amen. Jesus is our high priest. We got a priest we can go to. Amen. Like I said, the Holy Spirit will lead us. All right, brethren. Amen. And here we go. We have another caller that's pressed one on your phone. Amen. Press one on your phone. We'd like to hear from you. Amen. All calls are very important to all of us. Amen. It might not be much. You can just call and say, well, I do this, I like this, or this, and, you know, and just stay on the line. You don't have to hang up. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. We need you to reach out. Reach out. You have to reach out. And the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you about reaching out. Amen. He will help you to expose. Amen. Sometimes we don't realize. Amen. We don't realize that we're so caught up in things. Amen. And when it's over, you say, thank God. Thank God. Confession. Do we love God? God love us, but he wants you to tell him. He wants you to say it out of your mouth. Amen. He's not going to drag you into heaven. Amen. We don't want nobody up there that don't want to be in heaven. They don't want to be in heaven. They don't want to go be in golden streets. Amen. God got a house already made for you. He got a mansion. I'm sorry. I apologize. He got a mansion made. He's going away to prepare a place. We're going to prepare a place. Amen. See how long it's been? He's been preparing a place for you. Amen. He already have the place ready for you. Amen. But you still have to want to be there. You have to want to be there. Amen. Amen. It's powerful. We have power in our tongue. James talked about the power we have in our tongue. Amen. But because we're living in this world, we're living in an ungodly world. Amen. We rub shoulders with all type of cooks. You don't know who cooking your food when you go to a restaurant. Amen. You don't know who writing your check. Amen. When you go off from work, you don't know who. Amen. Directing the traffic, the uniforms. You don't know who. Amen. Calling you on the phone. Amen. But we have to live here. They might say something, or you might say something. Amen. And you cause them to hurt their feelings. Amen. Cause them to get upset. Amen. Walking through this world, maybe someone in the church had said something. Amen. You never expected that to happen. And maybe they didn't mean it that way. Amen. But you have to go through them. James said, in the book of Matthew, 18 chapters, say if you got a fault, amen, someone that confronted you, you go to them and talk with them personally. And they constantly go back. Amen. You take somebody else with you. Take somebody else with you. And you talk to that person. Amen. If that doesn't happen, you take it before the church. God don't want the devil to be hid. He doesn't want the devil to be exposing. He wanted to be exposed. Amen. So these principalities and powers, they don't want to be seen. They don't want to be, even when people are robbing banks and stuff, they cover their faces. They don't want to be seen. Amen. But when you bring your problem to the light, bring it to the light. Amen. God will help you. You can just talk to God, talk to Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Like it was said earlier, he have you in front of somebody. He might be on the bus. Amen. Might be in a shopping center, in the park. Somebody, you know, them bump into someone and say, you begin to talk and say, I have a health problem, my feet. Say, you know what, I got a feet problem. I just had to change my shoes. Oh, really? I just had to change my shoes. And, you know, you'd be surprised when you confess and expose it. You expose your problem. All right, we're going to get ready to go into prayer now. Amen. With these holidays and these situations, God has blessed you. And I thank God for all of you. This is the last broadcast of the year, 2018. Amen. I used to thank God for you. This broadcast, over the years, it started out at 15 minutes 2 or 3 years ago. It began to grow and grow and grow. Amen. I can confess to say that. Amen. I pray and ask God to expand the ministry to help people. And I went to a meeting, amen, discussing foreign affairs and missionary work. And one of the ministers walked up to me and told me about this type of, amen, this ministry. Amen. Now we are working and working and working, amen, to go further. Amen. God wants you to grow. He doesn't want you to be stagnated in one spot of your spiritual growth. We'll be like trees. We're like trees growing. Amen. You got to grow. All right, we're going into prayer. We're going to start off with area code 803, last four digits, 1005, I believe. God bless you.
Lord, we bless you tonight for your favor. We thank you for Bishop and his efforts. We thank you for the work that he's doing, Father. And we ask you this last show of the year, we ask you to continue to bless and give him strength. May his health be. As a young Adler, we just pray this night for him. And not only those but are listening, we ask you, oh God, to rain on us. Amen. Just like you own us. Be a closer friend and blessed to hear us today. We thank you, Lord, for this broadcast. And God, we pray that we find better results. Amen. And that we learn, amen, the commandments and that we follow them in the name of Jesus. We know that you are a good God and that you supply every need. But, oh, Father, as you have taught me and are teaching me, that, oh, you are a giver, you're a good giver. But we sometimes have to bend over and get things out the bucket, amen, that you have provided. So fill us with this word and keep us looking to you, keeping us loving one another as you have loved us, and not full of pretense, but we are doers of the word, so that when we say we love, it rains on high. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Another prayer. If anyone desires a prayer, we thank God for the studio. Thank God for you being here this year. Those that have been with us, thank God for Doc always being my little anchor. Amen. And thank God for him. Amen. All you at 954. Amen. Those in 561s and amen. And 850s. Amen. And 904s, 35, area code 305. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We need you. We need one another. Amen. Remember, you need someone. Amen. Anyone that you can call on, ask God to give you, amen, a biblical friend, a righteous person that has been there before you. Amen. That you can lean on. Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews 11 chapter, now faith. Amen. Now. We don't pray for tomorrow, but we pray now, Lord, that you will bless these people. Amen. Now for the dedication and their efforts. You said, Lord, if they had a faith of a mustard seed, amen, now let it grow. Amen. God, now let their health come forward. God, now let their finance get better. Oh, God, now we rebuke every fallen spirit. Oh, God, every spirit in darkness trying to hinder. Oh, God, expose it. Loose it, the strong man. Loose the strong man. Now, oh, God, in this year, 2018, God, you brought them a long way. We was a high water, low water, God, but you still alive. You're still showing your power, and you're still showing us, helping to strengthen ourselves. God, that we be positive and through all the rain, all the storms. In Jesus the Christ we pray. We love you all. Amen. Be good to yourself. Pray always and pray. Amen. Confess your faults to God. Amen. And just talk to him and tell, amen, your conscience, your mind, and tell you can't say nothing else about the subject. Amen. I used to go on a subject or something, and Lord spoke to me one day doing my work. I was working, God know how to find a way, a time, a moment. And he said, I got this. He said, I'm in control. I said, Lord, you in control. He said, yeah, I'm in control. Amen. So he'll answer you. He'll answer you. Amen. In a voice that you know that's he is he. He is the one. Until we meet next year, amen. Be loving, be faithful, amen, and keep the faith. Keep the faith. God bless you. God bless you.